Milwaukee-based We Energies has been operating the two reactors at Point Beach for about 35 years, but says the time has come to sell the plant and just purchase power from it. In technical hearings last week, the Citizens Utility Board argued We Energies customers would pay a double tax under the plan and that the Wisconsin Public Service Commission would have far less oversight over the Florida utility. Cub Executive Director Charlie Higley says he hopes the public picks up on those points at PSC hearings today in Manitowoc.
Loss of state oversight of the plant and the tax issue are important because they undermine any of the benefits that could be found by selling the plant to FPL Energy.
We Energy says federal regulators would still control safety at Point Beach. Company spokesman Brian Manthe says less PSC oversight over rates would not be important due to a power purchasing agreement with FPL.
With a locked-in rate for the fuel and with the fact that all of the maintenance and the upgrades to the plant are the responsibility of Florida Power and Light with absolutely no cost liability coming back to the customers, then that takes care of that area of oversight that they have had in the past.
Manthe contends the issue of consumers paying a double gross receipts tax doesn't look at other financial gains of selling to FPL, like shedding the cost of running an aging plant. He also says the state legislature may change the tax law, lowering the future burden for We Energy's customers. Cub says there would still be some level of double taxation. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.